Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. Today, I'm sitting here with one of my favorite people, Leslie Glazer. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Jackie.
So Leslie's been on the show before. Leslie is a real estate agent or at properties. She's been with the company and in the industry for how many years, Leslie?
Over 20.
So she's been selling real estate for over 20, but about 4 years ago, five maybe now,
yeah.
Leslie decided to develop a niche in helping divorced men and women going through a divorce with their homes. So she decided to get this certification. Leslie is a certified divorce real estate specialist. And what that means is that she has this niche, and Leslie was trained to ask questions and uncover information when it comes to the home having to do with your divorce. So tell us about that, Leslie, just so we can have a point of reference here of what you bring to the table as a certified real estate divorce specialist.
It's a good question. I get that question all of the time. I am a neutral, and I work to get the home sold, if that is the intent of wanting to sell. But it's also about really uncovering things that most brokers wouldn't think about. And a lot of them don't even realize that the clients might not realize who's on the mortgage, who's on the deed. You know, what does the big picture look like? And really drilling down and being able to get all the answers to the legal, the mortgage, and options is probably the biggest piece, is what are your options for the future?
Okay, so first, I want to clarify that Leslie does not charge any more than any other real estate agent for being a certified divorced real estate specialist. So all of these services are complimentary.
Correct.
But I know if I was going through a divorce, Leslie has an edge. I mean, you do, because you've been trained in what to look for that other real estate agents might not be aware that you need to consider when selling a home. Right?
Right. Absolutely. A lot of it has to do with communication and negotiations as well.
Right.
And, but in terms of uncovering the unknown and really educating people, because I feel like knowledge is power, and being able to educate them on what they have, what the next chapter could look like, and how to break it down and how you get there.
If you're listening to this and you're wondering what we're talking about and you want a concrete example of the advantage that Leslie has over another real estate broker who isn't a certified divorce real estate specialist. So one thing that people don't take into consideration is, let's say you're getting divorced and you want to buy your ex out of the house and you want to keep the house. So you go to a divorce attorney and you go to a real estate broker and they tell you how much, if your house was on the market, how much it's worth. But they don't take into an account all these other things, like what if you did an inspection and you needed a new roof and now that's like a $50,000 expense.
Mm-hmm.
So Leslie has been trained specifically to look at things that you wouldn't consider if you weren't getting a divorce.
Right.
There's and that's so only many. One of like 50 things.
Even if a real estate agent that works for the general public calls your divorce attorney, that costs you money. And so I know how to negotiate and when to reach out and when not to, because that's not okay.
So I think that you are actually, a person could save money.
A lot.
By hiring a certified divorce real estate specialist, because they don't have to keep calling their attorney and asking the questions, because Leslie knows them,
and knows the answers. Real estate attorneys are wonderful at real estate family law attorneys, that's their lane. They don't know real estate. Uh-huh. And one of the biggest mistakes people make is, you know, they'll rush and get an appraisal, which could be $600 to $1,000. And appraisals are only good for 6 months. And we know that divorces can take a lot longer than that. So it becomes obsolete. So why go down that path initially when the whole market can completely change? You should get a, you know, a fair market value or a CMA from a real estate agent who understands the process and, you know, the market.
Right. Okay. I do want to mention this. I can't believe it's taken me, we're 7 minutes into this podcast. Leslie was my real estate agent. So about a year and a half ago, I sold my place that I had been living in since I was married. I had been divorced for several years, but I wanted to move. And I bought a new place. And lastly, I know I always tell you this, but I'm going to say it again so my listeners can hear. It was a wonderful experience. And thank you for everything you did. Really, you made it so easy. You made it enjoyable. When I was freaking out about things, you calmed me down. You never got flustered. You always knew how to handle any issue that came up. It was easy.
Well, you made it easy. You were a joy.
Such a love fest over here. But I want to tell everybody, before we get into what we're going to talk about, if you're in Chicago or the surrounding suburbs, Leslie can help you. But if you're in another state, the point of all of this is to tell you guys that you might find it in your best interest to hire a certified divorce real estate specialist wherever you live.
Yeah, and you can always reach out to me and I can, of course, give advice. You know, I don't know different areas, but I can give you general advice and I can also put you in touch with somebody, you know, from your area.
Well, Leslie knows a lot of certified divorce real estate specialists in other states mm-hmm. and can help you that way
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
So I want to move on to the fact that we're at the beginning of January, which is the start of divorce season. And for those of you who've never heard that term, divorce season is just basically the start of where lawyers get a lot of phone calls, a lot of divorce filings happen. People waited past the holidays and then said, okay, we're going to tell the kids we're getting divorced at the first of the year and we're going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. So January is the start of divorce season and things don't calm down until like May even. So it's really a spike in divorces. And with divorce season really coincides with home selling season, which I think, Leslie, doesn't that start right after Super Bowl?
It actually starts now.
Okay, so divorce season sort of coincides with let's sell our house season.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I have met with several people in the last 6 weeks that have said we're going through divorce, we want a list, what are our options? We're not going to do it during the holidays, we're going to stay together, you know, for the kids during the season. But I also have a lot of people that will reach out to me in January and February as well. They've hunkered down for the holidays and then they want to move on.
Okay, so that's why we decided to do this podcast today. If you think you are getting divorced and you're part of this divorce season crowd, Leslie, I want to ask you, what would you tell people in how to determine if you want to keep the house, one person wants to keep it, or you want to sell it? What are some questions you should ask to come to the decision of what you should do? If you're thinking, should I stay in the house? Should I buy it for my ex? Or should we just sell it?
Well, I think one of the biggest questions is, why would you want to stay? You know, ask a why.
You know, and what are some of the reasons somebody would want to stay?
Usually it's for the kids, for school, for I love it. It's just convenient. I don't like change.
Or maybe we shouldn't make the kids change right. Since we're getting divorced.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I would say the number one thing that you should do immediately is get in touch with a mortgage broker, lender, someone who is going to evaluate and take a look at the big picture of can you even stay in the house. Because a lot of times with a buyout, meaning you give part of the equity to your soon-to-be ex, and then what you're thinking of is, oh, well, I've been spending $3,000 a month on my mortgage, but people don't understand that if you want to stay in the house, it's a whole new purchase. It's a whole new loan.
I did not know that when I was getting divorced. I was like, wait, what? What do I have to do?
So and you well, have people to think refinance is just, oh, I'm going to keep around that rate. But you know, when you think about it, when half of your equity goes out, then and the rates could change, you know, your monthly amount could be a lot more. And have you worked? Can you afford to? Would it make sense for you to do that?
All right. So step number one, contact a mortgage lender.
100%.
Okay. And also, this is a great time because interest rates are still really low.
Yes.
And by the way, I have to add in here that if you're looking for a mortgage banker, you should call Tammy Wolenzak. She is one of the Divorce Girl Smiling partners, so you can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling. Tammy's the best.
She's wonderful and so knowledgeable about, you know, people going through divorce, and she has so many different kinds of loans out there.
Very experienced, been in the industry for 25 years, specializes in divorce. Mm-hmm. She's such a good person too. Just wonderful to work with.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what other questions should people ask? What about a financial planner?
Financial planner is, again, knowledge. As much information as you can understand. Maybe you've never paid your bills. Maybe you don't understand that whole world of financing. You're going to need to understand it. Get someone that can explain everything to you. And so you know what you're...
And let me say something about that. It sounds very intimidating.
Absolutely.
And you may think, I don't want to face this. But honestly, I'm talking to my listeners now, you can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
You're a smart person. You will understand it if you take the time to listen to a financial planner and learn it. So
yep.
Don't be intimidated. You can handle it, right?
Yeah, and it's different than an accountant.
Right, it is. Okay, so mortgage banker, financial planner, and then just basically soul searching. Say, do I really want to stay here? What are the pluses and the minuses of staying here?
Right. And then the next piece would be, maybe I should have an inspection on the home and really get a picture of the condition of the home. Is there a lot of deferred maintenance? We haven't been happy for 2 years. We haven't done anything in the house. You know, what's going on in that house? And do I want to take that on solely
mm-hmm.
myself? Do I want to negotiate it during the divorce, or do I want to sell my house as is?
Right, because you might find out you need some major repair.
Right.
And it costs several thousand dollars.
Yep.
That should be factored in to what you're going to pay your ex to keep the house.
The other thing, Jackie, that I find interesting is a lot of people want to stay in the house for maybe a year or two until their kids graduate or until they're switching schools. Please keep in mind that when you close on a house, it costs about 7 to 8% to close on a house when you sell. And do you want that solely on you 2 years from now, or do you want to split that?
I have never thought of that.
It's a big deal.
And maybe you say to your ex, I want half that money now. When you know, let's take that off what I'm paying you to stay here, because I'm going to have to pay it in 2 years.
Exactly.
Makes
you
perfect
want the
sense.
Unknowns. You want the inspection deferred.
See, that is one of like a dozen or more things that people don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they teach you in certified divorce real estate expert class. Okay. So let's move on to, if you decide you're going to sell your house, okay, you say, okay, it makes sense for both of us. Neither one of us wants to stay. It makes sense financially. We're going to sit. How do you get the house ready? What are like the most important things to do to make it attractive, to sell it for a good price, to sell it in a timely fashion.
I walk through the house and I will note what needs to be done. I will give a to-do list. Usually it's simple things. Lighting is huge. You could spend $100, go to IKEA for some cool light. Buyers love lighting. So get rid of your dated lighting mm-hmm. and just put a pop of something in there.
Okay.
Declutter.
Does that mean you have to take all the picture frames and the little knickknacks and put them in a box in your basement?
I would say if you have 20, let's keep 3.
Okay, so we're sitting here in my office, and Leslie, look at how many picture frames there are.
Yeah, you got about 20.
And it's so all of those would have to come off, well, and everything out of these bins here, except the books.
We don't want to make it so minimal, but you want to make it neutral. The biggest thing is you want buyers to be able to envision themselves living in that house. So you want it to feel warm and inviting, but it's the opposite of interior design. It's neutral. Keeping things neutral. I would say declutter it, get rid of everything off of your counters and, floors in your closet. And you could probably pack up 50 boxes and not miss them.
Right. And then it will make it easier for you when you move.
Exactly.
And then throw a bunch of stuff away. Just start throwing stuff out every garbage day.
Purge, donate. I mean, there's just so many wonderful charities.
Okay, I have a couple more tips since I just went through this. If there's any fans in your house, put them in the closet because you know how people, they're like, oh, is it hot? Like, see, there's a fan on that desk. Is it really hot up here?
Portable fans, dehumidifiers.
I want to move on to one more thing that I think is going to be helpful for everyone. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Leslie Glazer, a certified divorce real estate expert. What happens if you end up moving? I think there's a lot of people listening to this thinking, I don't want to move. I'm scared. I'm scared of the unknown. What if I don't like where I live? I'm scared I'm not going to be able to find a house. Tell me, Leslie, about experience with clients who have moved out of huge mansions into smaller places maybe, and how they've ended up feeling and why.
I can't tell you how many times I've gotten calls from clients that said, oh my gosh, I love my space. I got to decorate it the way I wanted to. It's what I wanted. It's bright or it's sunny or it's something that I always wanted that I never had. And it's yours.
Not only that, but I'm living in peace. I'm a happier person. Okay, I don't have the 4 or 5 bedroom mansion.
But you get to start new memories.
Right?
And it's fantastic.
And I think as long as you are in a home that you feel safe in,
absolutely,
that you feel happy in, what else is there?
Exactly.
If you love where you live mm-hmm. and you feel safe there, mm-hmm. then the change was good.
Absolutely.
And I say this, whether you were the one who was left, whether your spouse left you, walked in one day, said, I want a divorce, and you're shocked, or you were the one who wanted the divorce and it was a really hard decision, but you did it. Either way, I think change is really hard. It's really scary. Moving is very hard and scary, but I'm telling you, having just experienced this with Leslie, it was so much easier than I thought. I was so afraid because I had lived in the same house for 17 years. Mm-hmm. I was like afraid I was going to be stressed all the time at all the change. I adapted to this place in 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh, you glow. You glow in here.
I love it here. I really do. So, Leslie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
You always bring such positivity, knowledge, and just good, upbeat karma.
Thank you.
You have a really good energy. All right. If you want to find Leslie Glazer, you can go to Divorce Girl Smiling and look under Divorce Girl Smiling Trusted Partners, or you can Google Leslie. And if you want to read more articles or listen to more podcasts or learn more about anything, you can go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. And I wish everybody all the best in the new year and your new home, or staying in the same home. And we'll talk to you real soon.